The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to talk about concussion again because we talked about it last week in the context of this court case taken by three former professional rugby players in Ireland, a case against the IRFU. And in our coverage of it, we spoke to one urologist who was making the point that, listen, you cannot just look at professional sports, at the likes of rugby. You've got to look at amateur sports and community-based organisations, and Gaelic Games was the obvious one he was talking about, that there have to be concerns about concussion in those games as well, given how big and strong and fast and fit players are compared to previous generations, and how impacts are of a much higher degree than they might have been in the past. Róisín McCafferty knows all about this. She is a goalkeeper from Donegal, a Gaelic footballer. Róisín, you're very welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about the first time you suffered a concussion.
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me on. I suppose the first time I would have had a concussion, it was pretty innocuous, to be honest. It was back in 2010. I was only 18. We were playing a challenge match against Cavan, actually, before the league had started, and went out to save the ball. I was playing goals at the time, went out to save the ball. The ball in her boot came through and hit me in the head. At the time, we had a really good physio there, and she just says, you know what, take her off. We'll do all the checks. I'd passed, you know, all the balance checks and kind of the head injury checks and coordination and memory and all that straight after it. Now, she had warned me, don't drive home or whatever, you know, but we're only, what I thought, down the road. And on the way home, I started getting really dizzy. I couldn't really, one of my eyes were kind of cloudy. I had an awful headache. So I just called one of the girls to see if they would drive me home then. But like, I was absolutely fine at the time of the knock, and she had taken me off because it was only a challenge match, you know, at the time. But it was whenever I got home that night, I literally lay on the couch with my mother, and I couldn't lift my head off the couch, to be honest. And then that kind of grew into a cascade of events. I suppose I got so dizzy that I couldn't walk to the toilet myself. My mother had to walk me to the toilet, had to shower me. I was in and out of hospital for 3 weeks. I'd lost power in my right hand. As I said, my eyes were cloudy. Yeah, just loads of different kind of things happened, and it took me a long time to get over that. You know, it took me a long time to come around from that. But as I said, that's about 13 years ago now, 12, 13 years ago.
And ultimately, I mean, it sounds absolutely horrific and a kind of fairly acute example of concussion and how bad the symptoms can be. How long before you got back playing football?
Yeah, it was, well, I was off school for 10 weeks anyway. I was doing my leaving cert that year, and I was off school for 10 weeks. So I think it was probably maybe 14 weeks or so before I went back to football. But at that stage, there was absolutely no recommendation or no major advice. You know, my doctor just told me, just take it easy and see how you feel, you know. Which now, looking back at it, is absolutely mental. And I remember even going to watch a football match one day, one of the Donegal League games, and my mum had taken me up, like, and that stage I was still a bit dizzy, still had headaches and stuff, but I thought, I have to get out of the house here. And she had taken me up to the match, and I remember I just came home and cried because I was so tired and exhausted after trying to concentrate in the match and being out in the cold for an hour and a half or 2 hours, that I just thought, I'm never going to be right here, you know. And the mental battle, as much as the physical symptoms were tough, the mental battle was nearly, you know, as much as anything. And that's probably my biggest memory from it all is the, you know, I thought, am I making these symptoms up in my head? Because there was no, obviously, any scans I had done, seeing neurologists and all that. They just says, look, it's just going to take time, you know.
And have you suffered any concussions since then?
I have. I've suffered two more. So I suffered one whenever I was playing soccer in England. Went up, was playing outfield, went up to header a ball, and I got hit in the temple. Well, I actually, the other two, I don't remember anything about compared to, you know, the first one I remember. It's only from what I've been told. So it was around 2013, I think, then the second one, where I went up and I went to header a ball and got hit in the temple. And as I said, I don't remember anything other than, you know, kind of a couple hours after it. And then I was playing in England, playing Gaelic for John Mitchell's over in Liverpool. And again, I think it was an All-Britain semi-final, and again, don't remember it. It's where I went to get the ball, and I think I hit under her hip or something like that. But like that, now I didn't have the same symptoms after, you know, the symptoms settled much easier. And as well, especially in 2017, I suppose I was qualified at that stage as a physio, and I had way more knowledge about it than I did whenever I was younger. That you know, I made sure I got the right professional advice and I followed the return to play protocol and didn't rush myself back into it compared to, well, 2010, I couldn't rush myself back into it, but I didn't follow any particular protocol. I just went to training and hoped for the best, you know.
And having suffered three, I mean, what is the advice to you? I mean, if you were to get a fourth one.
Yeah, well, my own, I suppose, taking it my own thing, I've said it, and, you know, it's an article that Dara Small done with me earlier in the year. I suppose that I said, if I was to get another one for me personally, it would be, I would be hanging up the boots or the gloves or whatever you want to say, because it just affects, like, you know, everything else. And obviously all the research that is coming out is quite frightening, you know, in terms of the long-term effects and concussion and stuff like that. And
would you be worried, you know, already about long-term effects, given you've had three and a couple of them fairly bad?
Yeah, like, you probably, like, I would be, but at the end of the day, I suppose if you live your life in fear, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to live it to the full either, you know. So, and I'm getting towards the end of my playing career as well, like, and I suppose, you know, the question that Alex had asked me earlier is, you know, why are you still playing? And it's the love of the sport and the competitive nature that I have, I suppose, that I continue. But at the end of the day, it's dangerous. It can happen in any sport, you know. It you could be doing, I do a bit of surfing there on the side. I could get as easily hit, you know, hit by the surfboard after coming off the board or anything like that, you know. So it's just, I suppose it is risk as well. But
yeah.
I do worry, you know, what the future holds in terms of, like, am I going to suffer memory problems? Am I going to struggle with different things, you know?
Yeah.
But I suppose that's the risk that you take in terms of your playing.
Do you worry about the sport in general? And you're right, like, the LGFA have much better protocols than they might have had when you suffered the first concussion. It's the same in the Camogie Association and the GAA. But do you worry, because this is what one of our guests earlier in the week, or last week rather, expressed, was that, you know, you get down to kind of small local club games and there's no guarantee whatsoever that you've got the expertise on the sidelines to deal with concussion.
No. And that's definitely, you know, that's the massive, the barrier trying to progress is in terms of the concussion protocols, is that we don't have the expertise in the side of all games. And, you know, that's where, say, the men's GAA have made sure at adult level that you have, you know, a medic on the side of every pitch, but that, the most important places is nearly the underage, you know. And, you know, if your best player gets a hit in the head, or, and, you know, as it's well documented, they don't have to be knocked out in terms of to be concussed, you know. And are you going to take them off? Well, if you're not, then you're not, you don't have player welfare at heart, you know, because the player, I'll tell you now, I could get knocked out tomorrow or get a hit in the head tomorrow and I'll not be wanting to come off,
no.
You know, but someone has to take that responsibility. And I think educating, and I know, you know, the GAA and the LGFA and the RFU and stuff like that are trying to promote that more and more, but there's definitely a lot of cases still going, especially I feel at underage, maybe more so than adult level, even though it's still happening at adult level. But it's obviously, you know, I was listening to or reading an article yesterday in terms of, you know, how the youth, you know, the brain's not developed, you know, fully.
Yeah.
And here's people getting knocks. And it was actually a podcast in relation to the English, you know, the English rugby players were saying, would they want their children playing rugby? And he says, I have no problem playing rugby, but I don't want them getting the hits that we endured whenever we were younger, you know. So that's the difficulty. And I think it comes down to education and us all having to take responsibility for that. I'm not saying that's going to happen 100% of the time, you know.
No.
I still think it happens in the likes of Premier League matches. It still happens in the likes of, you know, professional rugby, and as we've seen there, the NFL there in the last couple of weeks, you know. But I just think there needs to be a massive education. And I think now with the stuff coming out in terms of, you know, the court battles and stuff like that, I think that will probably cause a bigger push on the different associations to try and, you know, try and do something about it, or try and make, you know, you can't make legislation obviously towards it, but hopefully it'll open a lot of people's eyes up.
Yeah.
Because if I'd maybe known it, you know, back whenever I was younger, then, you know, it might have been a different situation. I was lucky enough the first time I was taken off, you know. But
yeah, I know, but I mean, had you not had the subs, or, you know, had the pressure been on, had it been a championship match, you might not have, and God knows what could have happened. And you're right, that NFL example was absolutely awful to see last week. Listen, Roisin, it's been really interesting talking to you, and we wish you well. Roisin McCafferty is a physio and a goalkeeper from Donegal.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.